This is 91.9 KVCR News. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. In San Bernardino yesterday, there was a demonstration of hundreds of people in support of DACA and a counter-demonstration in downtown San Bernardino after the DACA announcement. The San Bernardino Sun reports this morning that a diverse crowd of hundreds gathered across from the Department of Homeland Security building on Rialto Avenue in San Bernardino to protest the Trump administration's decision to end DACA. And the Sun reports that a group of counter-protesters also gathered in front of the Homeland Security building, waving American flags and holding signs with statements like, "Build the wall, deport them all." There was a rally in support of DACA in Riverside yesterday. KVCR's Isel Quapio has that.
Immigrant rights organizations and DACA recipients in the Inland Empire showed up to a rally and strategy session yesterday to discuss the impact of the termination of DACA and to discuss available resources for DACA recipients. Program and development coordinator for the Inland Empire Immigrant Youth Coalition, Mitzi Perez, shared her thoughts on the end of DACA.
People are, you know, full of emotions. They're angry and they're sad, but they're also ready to come together and continue to push not only for themselves, but a whole community, because we know in the Inland Empire there are 60,000 DACA-eligible recipients.
DACA recipient Diane said she felt lots of support from the community.
Seeing the turnout makes me believe that there's a lot of people who would support, such as a local sanctuary policy at the city level. So seeing that turnout, it's like those are things that we can move forward just to assure that people who did go under DACA and did share that information feel more safe and secure.
She also shared that people under DACA should not lose hope because they are eligible for AB 60 licenses.
So in the state of California, we have the AB 60 licenses, making sure that people, although their DACAs are going to expire and they won't be no longer to renew or even apply for the first time, there's that opportunity to apply for California driver license, the AB 60 licenses that are available to undocumented people in California. So that's another information that we're intending to make sure that people are not losing hope, because there is some resources out here locally.
DNA is part of the Inland Empire Immigrant Youth Collective, a nonprofit organization that focuses on providing resources for the community and empowering undocumented youth in the inland region. For KVCR News, I'm Isel Quapio.